You spent all that money on your smartphone. Why not get something for free? The Kid Nation app is free and available for download now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
106.1 Kiss FM, Kid Craddock in the morning. How you doing? Man, I could use a vacation. Starting on Monday at 7:40, Trip a Day is back. Yep, your chance at a trip right here on Kiss FM, courtesy of CheapCaribbean.com. Get all the details at KidNation.com. And check it out. Kelly Raspberry has the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 20 minutes. But now...
this whole blackface Julianne Hough thing...
yeah?
...has angered me.
It really angered you?
Did it ruin your Halloween costume too?
As a black man, you have to speak out.
Yes. Because Al has no problem with it.
I am 1/16th black, as you guys know.
Yeah, okay. Why are you upset?
Well, first of all, I think that her excuse is just a bunch of lame ass BS. For those that don't know the story, Kelly, you want to go into the story real quick?
Julianne Hough is a big fan of the Netflix show Orange is the New Black, and one of the characters on the show happens to be a black woman, and the character she portrays is Crazy Eyes. And so Julianne did her hair in the little knotted twists like the lady does on the show.
Right.
And then she attempted to do blackface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was more of a brown face.
It was tan face.
I consider, you know what?
Kind of an orange face.
Bert, here's my theory.
Yeah, yeah.
Orange is the New Black. That wasn't blackface. That was orange face.
See?
Get it? Orange is the New Black.
I get it.
I see what you did there. Are you still mad?
No, I'm not mad anymore.
You guys are.
All right, so if the joke was if she went as orange,
right, and orange
because
is the new
orange
black.
Is the new black. Would that be as offensive?
I'm trying
to have Julianne's back.
That's
here.
Way too deep.
First of all, here, any white person knows.
Yeah, you should.
You know that is offensive.
I know,
to most black people except Al.
But
here's the thing. I'm sorry. I'm gonna let you finish, Stacey. I'm gonna let you finish.
But as the only black person on the show, Al should have a voice.
Yeah, because I get tired of white people telling black people why they're so upset because of something white people did to offend black people.
Maybe you're
one of those.
Maybe you're one of those black dudes that doesn't like black people.
So Al, tell us why Julianne's costume made you so angry.
This is the same theory he had with the Paula Deen thing. I think Al and a lot of the black people I knew let it go.
We did.
Long before white people did.
We got bigger fish to fry.
Because I think as a white person, look how not racist we are. We're madder.
That's it,
we're madder than you are.
We're mad because this white person did something that offends you, didn't it? Didn't it offend you, didn't it?
I'm so mad for you because I'm such a good white person.
And like I said, blackface to me, we talked about this a little bit, Bert, on Dish Nation. We talked about how blackface to me is like black face, like jet black face with maybe the accentuation of orange or red on the lips. Like,
that's the bad.
That's the
real caricature of a black person.
Yeah, that's black face to me. This girl looked like she went to Cancun for like 2 or 3 days too long.
Yeah.
SPF 6 on instead of the 15.
I'm not offended by this. Personally, I'm not.
And I really want to dress up like Lil Wayne because I can do an impersonation. And when I dress up on Halloween, I want to be that character. But I can't do it because I can't do the...
Yes, you can.
No,
I can't. You can do all of Lil Wayne except for
it's
black skin. My cousin went as CeeLo Green last year. He did everything but blackface, and people still knew he was CeeLo Green.
But you want to go all the way.
You don't have to go all the way.
That's why I don't do it, because you're not allowed to.
Because of the risk of offending.
Right.
And that's what you have to consider. Even though you don't have ill intent in your heart, you have to consider feelings of other people.
And that's why I've never done it.
I have got to tell you guys an amazing story that happened to my son 2 years ago.
Okay.
That had to do with this very thing, right?
Okay.
So my son in his history class got an assignment to do a paper on a famous American.
Okay.
And it had two different prongs to the assignment. A, he had to write about the famous American. And the second part of it was at the end of the day, they had to do like a wax museum of this famous American.
Okay.
So everybody in his class is picking like Abraham Lincoln and Ben Franklin and George Washington. And my kid, off of a sheet of paper, picks Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
All right.
Float
Muhammad
like
Ali.
A butterfly, sting like a bee.
Right. I think he's heard me talk about, I didn't have a lot of good memories with my dad, and the few things that we bonded over was boxing. We'd sit and we'd watch Muhammad Ali do his thing.
It used to be an event. People are so, Bert and I are the exact same age,
literally.
Same birthday and everything, and I remember when Muhammad Ali would fight. All my uncles would come to the house.
Yeah.
We'd break out the ashtrays for my smoking uncles. It was a big deal when my mom let people smoke in the house, but you would do it because it was an event when Muhammad Ali would fight.
They still talk about the Thriller in Manila.
Sure.
Look, Mama call him Play. Mama call him Clay. I'ma call him Clay. All right.
Okay.
You know who you're talking about.
Okay, Cash that's lost on me.
Greatest of all time. Cassius Clay, man, he's the greatest fighter of all time. He talk like this. He's the greatest fighter of all time. Still kind of talks like that, but
pretty man.
Slower.
Right. Pretty man.
Well, he was so much more than just a boxer, though. I mean, there's a reason
activist.
Why he was a famous American.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's because at some point in the height of his career, that he didn't want to go to Vietnam. And he said, look, in this country, you guys, there are two sets of rules here for black men and white men. Mm-hmm. You want me to go and fight a war, yet the rules aren't right or aren't the same for black people here. Right. So he gave up his career, gave up everything that he loved. So my son wanted to do that report, and I'm all for it, man. Mm-hmm. I am all for it. So when it came to the wax museum, though, we had to pause at first.
Oh, boy.
Now, keep in mind that my kid is an actor. He loves acting, and he's been in plays and commercials and stuff like that. So if he goes in, he goes all in.
Mm-hmm.
So his idea at, I think it was 8 at the time, was, I want to put the brown skin on, Daddy. I want to put the boxing gloves on and the robe, and I'll stand there just like Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in his 8-year-old mind, he doesn't know that it could be offensive.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I talk about it on the radio, and I talk about it with my wife, Stacy, also. And it became a huge debate in our city, in Atlanta, a huge debate. And at the end of the day, I said to him, I said, Hayden, you can do what you want, but here's where I think that you are doing exactly the correct thing, is you are honoring a black man.
Mm-hmm.
And part of his history and what makes him great is the color of his skin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you leave that classroom, if students don't know that he was black, then you haven't done your job.
Right.
So we had people calling up saying they were going to picket the school.
Oh, my.
And for him dressing up
school,
like that.
For an 8-year-old dressing up like Muhammad Ali.
He's honoring Muhammad Ali.
It got to be such a huge debate, no lie, that it got back to Muhammad Ali and his wife.
Really?
So
this would be the official word on the matter. How did he feel?
I write a letter to Yolanda, his wife.
Wow.
And we have one person, a separation between she and I. So I know that she could actually get this letter.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. She calls me up and she says,
Muhammad Ali's wife
calls me up.
Wow.
And she says that she's so impressed with my son and so offended that it was a debate that she and Muhammad want to meet my son.
Oh, no way, Bert.
Dude, I got pictures of him. I'll put
it
up on your
so
website.
Cool, man.
Really?
So they come to Atlanta, where Muhammad Ali goes to the Shepherd Center a lot. It's for Parkinson's and all that, right? So we get a call that he's coming to Atlanta, and sure enough, my son goes up to Muhammad Ali's suite at the Ritz-Carlton.
Wow.
And Hayden reads to Muhammad Ali the report that he wrote.
Really?
Wow.
And I will send you this picture. You will cry when you see it. Muhammad Ali is holding my son so tenderly, like he's got his eyes closed while he's holding my son.
Wow.
And his wife, because he can't talk, he can't even pick himself up. She does everything for him now. It was one of the most touching days I've ever spent in my life. She said the only thing that's really offensive about the whole debate is that it's still offensive.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, your son didn't go to the Ritz-Carlton in blackface, though, right?
No.
And we have to say, this happened. You say that this whole thing happened in Atlanta. People don't know. Bert's show is in Atlanta.
Right.
And there's, in case you don't know, there's a whole bunch of black folks in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes,
I mean,
there is.
A whole bunch.
And it would be interesting, like Al was saying, with the people that did respond that were so offended, were they a majority of black audience or the white audience that was more offended?
It was super split.
Really? It was super split.
I think, like I said, it's all intent, you know, and you have to understand the innocence of a child. It's like, it's different when somebody goes as a Halloween character and is trying to be funny and to mock something.
But then
if you're really going to show what a hero someone is, I don't know.
I think because, you know, there's so many white people that don't understand why blackface is offensive. They understand they shouldn't do it, but they don't know the history behind it.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and this is purely on a limb because my black history isn't what it should be. But,
how shocking is that, Al?
But blackface historically was like when white people would dress up like the Aunt Jemimas or the, you know, the servants around the house.
Al Jolson, name? Al Jolson?
Yeah.
It goes back even further than that. Believe me, I did so much research on this.
Help me out.
Give us a little educational lesson on this.
Please.
Because I didn't want my son to walk into a situation where this was so offensive that it couldn't be done.
Right.
But back in the day, in the minstrels, white people used to paint themselves in charcoal and make the features really, really
exaggerated.
Right, like
totally
I said,
totally exaggerated.
Whatever,
and they were literally making fun of black people.
Right.
And it got so bad that not only were white people making fun of black people, they found black actors to do the same thing.
Blaxploitation. There you go.
So it became such an issue that it was pretty much outlawed, and mm-hmm. nobody did it, and it's such a sensitive thing that's been passed down mm-hmm. from generation to generation. Right. But most don't know that history.
Right.
So for me, as a white guy, I would never do it as an adult
mm-hmm.
because I just know that there'll be so many that would be so offended by the history of it. There's plenty of other characters.
Sure.
Plenty of other characters to do.
Sure. With that said, coming all the way back around to Julianne Hough, I mean, this is not an offensive portrayal. Okay, this is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
This is not an offensive portrayal of a black person. This is a TV character. She's making a character of a character. And she's not doing it in an offensive way, in my opinion.
So I'm going to tweet her and tell her the only way to get out of this is to go blackface as Muhammad Ali next year.
Well, there you go.
KidNation.com is your one-stop shop for everything Kid Craddock in the Morning. And it's open 24-7. Assuming you have the internet. More Kid Craddock in the Morning is on the way.